Okay, so I'm back today to review another episode, that an old episode, and the episode I'll be reviewing today is things I hate about partying and clubbing. I made a list because it was kind of a long one, long episode, so I made a list, and not much has changed since, which I'm happy about. Within the space of like 3 to 4 months, talking between February and November, I think I went to the club like 6 times. Yeah, was it up to 6? I don't know. Yeah, like 6 times. And I don't hate it any less. I had my reasons for going, reasons I will not be disclosing. But yeah, I don't hate it any less. You can say I'm self-destructive. That's fine. So I'll just go straight into the things I hate about partying and clubbing to show you that not much has changed. I still hate these things. The first one is the fees. First one I mentioned was the fees. And these days, I don't think I've seen a flyer that says guys 5k, ladies free in a long time. I guess the country is hard for everybody, so that's a good thing. This is, I just see regular 2k, VIP 5k, VVIP 10k, which is fine. Whoever, you know, wants to go should go and should pay. So yeah, I don't have a problem with that. So I think the fees is out of it. Maybe there are still parties that do the whole guys 5k, ladies free. But I won't be caught dead in those parties. So yeah. And these days people don't really pay to enter the club. I guess this one is new. Not the not paying to enter the club. Like, this point I'm about to make is new. Nowadays, as a woman, you won't be let into the club if you're alone. Most clubs won't let you in alone. They will tell you have to come with a man. A few months ago, a lady made a tweet about how she went to the club with her friends. They went to spend their money, and the bouncer told them they can't enter because they didn't come with a man. That is ridiculous as hell. Like, that is fucking ridiculous. I don't even want to get into how ridiculous it is. But yeah, it is ridiculous. I'll just move on. The next one is the dancing. Now see, it's me and my 6 dance moves against the whole world. At this point, I don't think it's 16. I think it's like 4. My dancing skills have reduced drastically. So, going to the club now, once I've exhausted those moves, that is it for me. I'll sit down, recuperate, stand up and pick up from where I left off, repeating my 4 dance moves. That is how it is. And then, I also want to add this to the music. I listen to Nigerian songs, of course I do. However, the songs I listen to are not the songs they usually play in clubs. So there are some songs I hear in the clubs that my friends, you know, can vibe to. My friends know the songs. And I'm just standing there looking. Because I can't vibe to or dance to what I don't know. I'm just standing there looking. And it makes me seem like a dead guy. And I'm fine with that. Honestly. Then the food. This one is still a problem. Or the lack of food. Some clubs even serve food these days. You just can't afford the food that they are serving. Unless you are, you know, better than me financially. Good for you. But, who am I kidding? Please. I will still say what I said the first episode where I talked about this thing. Nothing is wrong with serving regular rice and stew or ofada and plantain with boiled egg. Wallahi, I don't need your chicken or your grilled fish. I really do not. Keep it to yourself. Eat it. I don't want it. I will be fine. It is totally unnecessary for me. The price is outrageous. So why? Why would I want to do that? And then, this one, the time. it's still a problem for me. Club starts by like 12, you get there by let's say 11:30 or something, and then the party kicks off at like 1 a.m. and then you're dancing, and it's 2 a.m. then it's 3 a.m. and you're just I'm just tired, I just want to lie down and sleep. But no, I can't, because the music, apart from the fact that I don't know the songs they play, the music is so fucking loud. On a regular day, I have bad hearing. You can't whisper something to me. Chances are I won't hear what you say. I'll just pretend I heard you. Or based on the bits I heard, I'll decipher what you're trying to say. The loud music in the club doesn't make it any better. Doesn't make my hearing any better. And this is just me complaining. I know that there's nothing that can be done about it. But yeah, it's just me complaining. There was this time, this was last year, I think, early last year, I went to the club. And this guy wanted to talk to me. I couldn't hear him. I had to pull out my phone, open my notes app, and type, "Hi, my name is Karen." Then he typed his name, and that was how we had our conversation. Because I'm not about to stress myself trying to get what you're saying. I don't even know how people have full-blown conversations in the club. Why are you even trying to talk to me in the club when the music is that loud? It irritates me because now I can't hear you. And you're going to keep repeating yourself. And you're going to feel like I'm pretending not to hear you, which is going to annoy me, because why would I pretend to not hear you? It's just unnecessary. Yeah, there's that. So the next one is men and violence. Something very interesting happened. I witnessed something interesting in the club last year. There was a shooting. I ran for my life. I normally don't run because I find it embarrassing, but I ran for my life. No. I still stand by what I said. You feel like you want to, you know, show that you're a man in the club and you're having an altercation with another man. Take it outside. Although the shooting was outside the club, but still. In the early hours of the morning, it wasn't even 5:30 yet. You are shooting. Anyway, it is well. But yeah, that's why there are bouncers. If it's starting to look like you're moving mad in the club, they're supposed to bounce you out, irrespective of who the fuck you are. They are supposed to ask you to leave. Honestly. If you feel like you're too expensive for this place, or how do I put it, then get the fuck out. Please, get out. It's 2024. Control your temper. Anyway, the next one, again, is drunkards. This one has not changed for me. Don't get drunk in the club. I would totally advise against it. You know that feeling where when you check your pocket, your pocket, check the left one, the right one, you don't feel your phone. That beat, your heart skips. If you want to prevent it, one of the best ways you can do that is not getting drunk in a public place. I swear, don't get drunk in a party, especially if you went there alone. Even this thing of And this is rich coming from me, because I'm slowly, how will I put it, settling down into alcoholism. But like, not in a club, not in a party. I just drink alcohol in my spare time. Not like I do much, but yeah, my spare time. But yeah, my point still stands. Especially if you go out with your friends or your friend. Please try as much as you can to not get drunk. Even if you do want to get drunk, don't get wasted. Don't get shit-faced. Don't puke everywhere. Don't start staggering and falling everywhere. Unless if your friend is totally okay with you doing that, then that's fine. I can never be that friend. But Godspeed to you and your friend, honestly. Then, the improper planning. This one has to do with parties. Not clubs, just parties. improper planning. I haven't experienced this one in a while, but yeah, if there's one thing that I don't like, is when people don't plan for something, or when people organize an event and it shows that they didn't plan for this event. Because why are you running out of drinks by like 2 a.m. in a party? Why don't you have, if you know that you planned to provide drinks, food and everything, and people just had to pay to come to the party, why don't you have cold water? Why is food finishing by 2 a.m.? Why are drinks finishing by 2 a.m.? Or why is there so much alcohol but there's no more soft drinks? Or so much soft drink and there's no more alcohol? Fix your shit, please. Fix your shit. Your backup plan should have a backup plan. I feel like if you don't want a bad rep as a party planner, an event organizer, whatever, or just as a baller, fix your shit. Yeah, that's what I have to say about that. Then the games. You know, in that episode, I mentioned something about truth or dare and how, you know, it's not bad to play truth or dare in a party. It's bad. I changed my mind. It's very, very bad. It's very, just desist from it. Thank you very much. Unless it's a party where everybody, you know, we all know each other, we're all friends, I don't mind. But I'm not going to a party full of strangers I don't know and then you're daring me to kiss 5 people. I'm not carrying herpes home and I can't trace where I got it from. No, thank you. Because when you tell people to play truth or dare, the only thing that comes to your mind is sexual depravity. Why are you asking somebody to remove 5 things from my body? I'm not wearing up to 5 things, for God's sake. Maybe even if I am, why would you want to remove, and then if you don't do that, you'd have to pay? I don't want to give you my money. What? I don't even have enough of it anyways. Why would I give it to you? Please, let's abolish truth or dare. Let's abolish devil's baskets. I will not be engaging in those games anymore in any party. Yeah? Sometimes it's just an opportunity for people who have been wanting to have group sex to do it. So if you want to have group sex, you can organize an orgy. Is it orgy or orgy? I always forget. I think it's orgy. Yeah. You can organize that and fuck away. Have fun. Knock yourselves out. But not in a party where you did not hint that any such thing would be happening. And then here, you come here, you say, let's play truth or dare. And then the next thing I'm hearing is, pick one person, go into that room and make out for 5 minutes. Or when you get out of here, please, I'm not doing that with somebody I don't know. 2021 or 2022, Karen would have probably been okay with that, but not anymore. HPV is real. Herpes is real, okay? Hepatitis is real, okay? Let's behave like we've been somewhere before and do things right. Yeah, I sound like an unfun adult. And honestly, I can live with that. That's fine by me. So yeah, these are the things I hate about partying and clubbing now. Am I going to stop partying and clubbing though? No, I don't think so. But it's not going to make me hate the activity anyway. I guess that's just part of being an adult, doing things you don't like. Nobody's forcing you, but you still find yourself doing it anyway. Or part of being a self-destructive adult. Anyway, I will be back next time to discuss another old episode of mine, because I want to. So yeah, bye.